Hermes Desktop App and Latest Updates, Voice Report. Part 1, Hermes Desktop App. The Hermes Desktop App is a proper GUI application for Windows and Mac. It installs via a one-click download from hermes-agent.newsresearch.com. You download the installer, run it, and it handles everything automatically. Python, Node.js, RipGrep, FFmpeg, the whole stack, no manual setup required. Once installed, you get a graphical window with full conversation history, a proper input box, and the agent running locally on your machine. You can also run Hermes Dashboard to open a web-based UI in your browser at port 9119, which is what you opened earlier. The install layout puts the code at your home directory, and the Hermes command becomes globally available in your terminal. So you can use it from the desktop GUI or from the command line. Both work on the same underlying agent. Part 2, what's new in the latest updates? You're running version 0.14.0 as of today, up from 0.12.0. Here's what changed. Session snapshots, a new opt-in feature that writes JSON snapshot files for each session. Useful if you ever need to replay or audit a conversation exactly as it happened. Pydantic fix, bumped to version 2.13.4 to fix a rare thread seg fault that could crash the agent under heavy load. Session log refactor, deleted a bunch of dead code related to session logging. The agent is leaner and more reliable as a result. Termix cold start, if you ever SSH into Termix on an Android device, startup was slow. That's now significantly faster. XAI TTS improvements, text-to-speech using XAI now handles speech tag pauses properly, so voice output is more natural. Split reasoning fix, if you're using the thinking or reasoning mode and ever saw broken output with unclosed HTML-style tags, that's now fixed. Dependency updates as Fast API, OpenAI SDK, Uvicorn, Chroniter, and several other packages were updated to stay current. How to update going forward, just run Hermes update from the terminal and it pulls the latest code, updates dependencies, and prompts you to configure any new options that were added. That's the full report. The desktop app gives you a GUI option if you prefer not to work from the terminal, and the latest version is stable with some solid performance improvements.